This is North Shore Today for Friday, November 10, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, one of the most eagerly anticipated businesses in downtown Salem is still under construction, but the doors are already open. The Hotel Salem, the now second Lark-operated hotel in downtown Salem, formally opened its doors to guests on Monday, even as construction continues on parts of the hotel. It takes up the old Newmark's department store building, bringing with it 44 single and double bedrooms, a lobby bar, rooftop dining space, and additional bar in the basement. Lark, headquartered in New England, also operates the Merchant on Washington Street. The business got ample attention during its permitting phases as it targeted the pedestrian mall, one of the most visible and heavily walked parts of the city. With it, a wave of concerns about noise, parking issues, and more followed the project even to its debut this week. Looking past the paint cans and stepladders inside, a visitor can see the potential of the business, one that adds its own challenges for those who work there. Just ask Josh Labby, general manager of the hotel, as he felt around walls in one room for non-existent light switches. More on the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. As you know, the town of Marblehead lost a well-known citizen this week, Tom McNulty. Bill and I both work with Tom, and Bill Newell has some reflections.
Rick, this could be a news story, it could be a commentary or an editorial, but here's what it is. Earlier this week, Marblehead's Tom McNulty passed away at the age of 70. Known as selectman, businessman, he owned the town theater, and later, town clerk, and even later, morning host at WESX Radio in Marblehead. And that's where our paths crossed. He was someone that, as soon as you met him, you would think to yourself, you know, I'm glad I met this guy. From the editorial in The Item today, they write, "Laughter is sure to overwhelm sorrow on Sunday when Tom McNulty's family, friends, and residents of a grateful Marblehead gather at 11:30 a.m. at Abbott Hall to salute a man who gave so much to his town. It is easy to imagine McNulty, who died on November 5th at the age of 70, mocking the selectmen at his memorial site with a mixture of good-natured wit he brought to every occasion. A former Board of Selectmen member, and enduring popularity made him, on Election Day, favorite. McNulty was one of those rare individuals who combined intelligence with humility and aimed a laser beam at complicated town issues while maintaining a humorous perspective on the business of government. In his heart, in the core of being, Thomas A. McNulty loved Marblehead. He was born into service to the town as the third generation of a family to own and manage the Warwick Cinema and provide homegrown entertainment to town residents. He laughed in the face of illness last year when he accepted the opportunity to attach his name and his wife's to a scholarship supported by an organization he helped to launch 30 years ago. Dollars for Scholars' success will forever be tied to McNulty, just as good government in the town will always bear his stamp. McNulty had his share of spirited debates and civic disagreements, but the town officials who served on public boards with McNulty or ran town government when he was in office knew McNulty served for the good of the town and lived and breathed Marblehead. There won't be many dry eyes on Sunday, but some of the tears shed will be the products of laughter and fond memories of a man who left his town and the world a better place." Again, reading from an editorial in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. On Veterans Day, communities show their appreciation for those who served in the armed forces. Events held on Saturday, November 11, are as follows, according to the Salem News. In Beverly, services, including guest speakers and a moment of silence, will begin at 11 a.m. at Odell Park's Veterans Memorial, 158 Rantoul Street. In case of rain, the ceremony will be held at Beverly High School, 100 Sawyer Road. Afterward, all participants are invited to a luncheon at the American Legion, 3 Judson Street. In Boxford, services will begin at 11 a.m. at the Melvin Green, located across from the Holyoke French House at the corner of Elm and Topsfield Streets. In case of rain, the ceremony will move to First Congregational Church, 4 Georgetown Road. There'll be a raffle that'll be held during the service at East Boxford Village Store. And in Danvers, the Danvers Veteran Council will conduct Veterans Day ceremonies at 11 a.m. at the Thorpe School, 1 Avon Road, use the rear entrance. Former Chief Warrant Officer Thomas Smith of Danvers will be the guest speaker. Following the service, attendees may place small American flags in the memorial wreath to honor any veteran. more on this story and other communities in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes, in today's Item Live, the city of Lynn will celebrate Veterans Day with a tribute breakfast on Saturday to those who have served in the armed forces. Officials and volunteers will serve veterans and their friends in the City Hall foyer at 8:30 a.m. Following the breakfast, the city will host its Veterans Day ceremony at 10 a.m. in the City Hall Memorial Auditorium. Each veteran will be presented a commemorative pin. Michael Sweeney, an Afghanistan veteran and director of Lynn Veterans Services, is quoted as saying, "All are invited to join us as we recognize the service and sacrifice made by these brave men and women who wore the uniform." The ceremony will include performances by the Lynn Public School Band, the Lynn English JROTC Drill Team, and singer Gail Bastorak. More on this story, written by Thomas Grillo, in today's Lynn Item. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.